This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is DeAndre Cartwright, and I am delighted that you've decided to tune in and continue your weekend with us. Now, for those of you just tuning in for the first time, and to those who have been tuning in with us for the past few months, we are still one of the newest shows here on Guardian Radio, but this entire hour is only dedicated to talking about the goodness happening in our communities, where we highlight individuals and groups, no matter their age, that are making positive impacts on society. We try to give them a platform, an environment where they can tell others about what they are doing to help our people. And so, with that being said, before I get into the vibrant young people we have on today's show, and we have a full house today, ladies and gents, a full house, and I don't know if we have enough time, but we're going to get straight through it. I wanted to just give a shout out to the Rotary Clubs of the Bahamas. We all know I'm a Rotarian, so I will start this out. They are currently involved with the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards event that's going on. As it has been going on from, I think they started at 8:30 with registration, and they're going throughout the full afternoon, just highlighting the young people that are involved in the Rotary system. And so shout out to the fabulous efforts of the Rotary Clubs of the Bahamas in making sure that the young people are taken care of. I also wanted to, and he was on the show before, but Stubdale's Dog Care Center, they're having the Pot Cake Awards. Like, we talked about this a while back, but that's happening today. It started at 9 a.m., but it doesn't stop until 3 p.m. So if you have time, please pass by the Stapleton School right there on Dolphin Drive. It's fun for the entire family. It's $5 entry. If you have a dog, you can enter them, although I'm not sure how many of the events will be open up to you at that time, but please go see how well some people train their dogs. They're going to have obedience trials. There's going to be a dog show. I am going to be searching their page just to see so much more about, well, what all dogs do they have in it? I think it's going to be cute to watch them. Anywho's, also want to remind you about what's happening next weekend. It's the Bahamas Red Cross Fair. So you want to make sure, mark your calendars for that. We want to support the Bahamas Red Cross and what they do down there. And that's, again, an all-day event, family-oriented, Saturday the 29th of March. And finally, because I'm not going to overwhelm you with all the goodness happening in April, Sunday the 30th of March, the Nassau Music Society is going to have their first concert of the season. It's Zailu Zhang. He's going to be performing the Lisztian Transcendence. I believe that's how you say it. They're going to be having it down at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church near Lifer Key. So if you want to, please support the Nassau Music Society. Funds raised go back to teaching young people how to play instruments and really how to get into the arts. With all that being said, because that's quite a mouthful right there, we are going to just jump right into today's show. So joining me today, we have folks from Bashra. I feel like we have Basra and we have Bashra. So I'm going to, if you hear me, ladies and gents, keep saying Bashra, that's because that's who we have on there. And, you know, We've heard about this organization for quite some time, but joining us today, representing the Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association, would be Roderica Colley and Leah Forbes. And they're going to talk to us about the evolution of that entity, which has been around for quite some time. So before we get into it, I just wanted to give the generic what I find online, and then the ladies are going to tell you all about the fabulous work they're doing. They also have an exciting event happening tomorrow. And again, it's a fundraiser, and we'd like to help these nonprofits. Profit organizations when they try to fundraise to do goodness in the community. So, since 1985, BASHRA, formerly known as the Bahamas Family Planning Association, has been the most distinguished community-based organization concerned with sexual reproductive health and rights. They are internationally supported alternative public health and advocacy provision, which has served thousands and is committed to sexual well-being and rights through educational programs, clinic services, exchange of information, ideas, and networking from a variety of disciplines. My goodness. BASHRA has become more involved in advocacy actions, primarily for women and youth ages 14 to 25, including changes in public policy to recognize sexual rights and overall health as a human right. Now, you all know I'm a human rights expert, so this makes me happy to hear that these things are happening, right? I'll stop right there because we need to talk about this. Rights are rights are rights are rights. But obviously, these ladies, they do this all the time. They are representatives of BASHRA. So I'm going to turn it over to them so they can talk to us about, well, what do they do?
Thank you so much, Deandra, for that very vibrant introduction. We appreciate it. So, as you said, I'm joined by my lovely vice president, Roderica Colley. I'm Leah Forbes. We have several other directors that are a part of our organization. We have Fran Dillard, we have Burrell Papal, we have Miss Indira Delaval fundraising. We also have Deandra Cartwright and Denise Major, which is a very familiar name for a lot of persons. And all of the ladies, we do the good work, you know. We like to stress that the people get a little afraid when they hear Sexual Health and Rights Association. But there's nothing to be afraid of. As you said, we advocate for these rights as a human right, and that extends to men, women, children, the disabled, whomever. As a human, there are some basic rights that you have and you deserve. You deserve health care, you deserve the knowledge to keep yourself and your family healthy. And we advocate and we encourage persons. So we have a little acronym that we use when we just, you know, when we only have a few minutes to tell people about us. It's EAST. And our building is located on East Avenue, number 37 East Avenue. So educate, advocate, support, and training. That is what we're focused on right now. A few years ago, we did have clinic services, but unfortunately, we had a lack of funding and we had to close the clinic. At the time, the clinic was offering services to persons within the community, not just medical services, but also counseling, training, and just overall support to women and those within the community that could not afford to go privately and may have been afraid to go publicly for family planning services. So we were better known back then as Bahamas Family Planning. We have some founders, some very popular names. The late Honorable Bernard Nottage was one of the founding members, the cornerstones of the organization, along with Dr. Sandra Day Partisan. I'm from the Crisis Center, and we still have a cooperative relationship where we get information, exchange information, I should say, and support each other. So that's been beautiful, and we're happy to still have her around. But in a nutshell, that's overall what we do. Miss Colley, I don't want to keep talking, so I will let Ms. Colley elaborate more on some of the educational programs that we have upcoming and have put on in the past. We've had training sessions with guidance counselors, and we have a really big program coming up, a comprehensive sexual education program. So she could speak more to that as our education director. So I'm just going to let her take that over for now.
Thank you. I was letting y'all do y'all do? Because she started off introducing us and it was a very good introduction. So one thing I wanted to add to the information that we have on the website to make an adjustment to as you transition into education stuff is that before it, a lot of it was for, you know, just women and girls. And so now we have also included everyone of all of the ages. And so the education and the program and the initiatives that we have are not just limited to women and girls. We still, of course, want to support and help and take care of the women and the girls, but we have opened it up to be more inclusive to just people in the Bahamas in general. And so some of the initiatives that we do are to make sure we spread awareness about sexual health in general, because a lot of times when people think sexual health, they just think the action and they don't think all of the things that go into it. So that's taking care of your physical body. We did a seminar with men, teaching men about how you can prioritize your physical health and how to care for your mental health, because those things will affect your performance and stuff as well. We recently did a seminar at the old folks' home where we spoke to the elderly about the importance of caring for themselves and their health, recognizing changes in their body, how to still love and accept themselves, how to still have healthy relationships and what that might look like for them, as well as, you know, intimacy and how intimacy may look for you as you're in your older age. We have done seminars to parents, teaching parents how to have conversations with their kids, because a lot of times we don't. I know we just had a whole rise in numbers the other day. And a part of that is because we're not talking to the kids about these things. And so they're just doing them and it's putting them at risk for certain things. We do, I feel like there's always so much stuff, you don't wanna miss out stuff.
Another big one was consent.
Yeah, so we talk about consent. We talk about, and consent in terms of how to have conversations about consent with your kids, with good touch, with bad touch, as well as how to have that conversation with teenagers and then transitioning into adults, as well as how to have those kind of conversations between intimacy and respected marriages and relationships as well. Because a lot of times we feel like as long as you say I do, you can just do whatever you want. And so we have those kind of conversations. We have conversations around contraceptives and the forms of contraceptives that are there, access to the contraceptives. We talk about STDs and STIs. There's a lot of misinformation that people have about how you can track those and the cure for those, especially in this younger generation where we don't like to talk to them and they're exposed to so much information. We want to make sure that we provide spaces where they're getting accurate information about birth control and condoms, the different types of condoms, the different types of STDs and STIs and what they look like. So we do different health fairs that companies have or within the communities. And we go into different organizations sometimes and we would collaborate with them on initiatives that they have to speak to different groups of people. We go into different spaces to have these conversations. We are in the process of doing some research to make sure that we gather some information that can help to give us an understanding about sexual health within the Bahamas. And we connect with whoever would allow us to collaborate with them to speak into spaces. So we would go into churches if they'd let us, we'd go into the schools if they'd let us, we'd go into the youth groups if they let us, we would go into businesses if they let us, and we partner with a lot of other organizations and stuff as well to make sure we are on board with their initiatives. Okay, now that's my mouthful.
That's surely a mouthful because there's a lot of work that all are doing. And I think it has to be said because, you know, we have so much to talk about. But if somebody was actually, if they're interested, be they school, church, workplace, and having Bashra come to have a talk with them, how does that go and how long does it take to schedule a visit? And could it be virtual?
Okay. Yes, definitely. It can be virtual. I'll answer that first. Fun fact, when COVID-19 was, happening, I call it the end of the world. We were very active at the time. We had some of our biggest, virtual webinars with parents during that time. Because it was suspected that we could have that as a nation, we would have seen more instances of abuse and domestic violence. And so we made it a point of duty to really reach out to persons within the community, whether it be, as Ms. Polly said, through the churches or through school groups. We had invited Columbus Primary. We had a really big forum with nearly 100 parents talking, learning how to talk to the kids about sex. So if you want to reach out to us, we are on Instagram. We're on TikTok now under mybachelor.org. Well, mybachelor.org, sorry, at Instagram. So you could always reach out to us, shoot us a message on there, or you can always send us an email, bachelorpres, so BASHRAPRES 20 at gmail.com. We can arrange to come out to your event or come out to your organization and speak to whomever is in your group that you think may need the information. And we don't have a very long, I don't want to say that we don't have a very long turnaround time. Once we have the date and someone is available, we'll be there. And in most instances, we have a few directors who are able. And also we have some volunteers too in the past that would have come out and would have aided us in terms of giving talks on consent or on other aspects. We had one on, I don't necessarily like the term, but we had one on toxic masculinity. I would also say it was adjunct to the Domestic Violence Day in November. So that's more so what it was about. And we have persons who come in, partner with us as well on behalf of the organization and give those talks. So once you give us a date, someone will be available. We will either come out and provide information or, just let us know. We have things available. We always love to partner with people. And oddly enough, we've had very good reception from churches. A lot of people find that strange, but the information that we give is important. And I don't think there's anybody that doesn't want to protect themselves or protect their children and their families. And so, yeah, we're here to help in every area.
Now, going to helping in every area and hearing that little piece right there about volunteering or whatnot. So if somebody wants to volunteer, what does that look like? Because, when I had the Bahamas Red Cross on a while ago, they were talking about the opportunities of volunteering, and they acknowledged that not everybody wants to be in the face of everything, but there's always something for you to do. So I'm sure that's the case with Basha. So just for those listening, what are different types of volunteer opportunities that persons can get involved with?
Right. So if you'd like to volunteer, I'll only speak up. I don't know if Miss Collie wants to take over any part of the volunteer talk, but I would say we do have various areas within the organization. So we have our fundraising, so we have persons that may want to volunteer there. We have our education with Miss Collie, and she normally handles a lot of the program. And so they can volunteer through that, where they would be, like you say, the face, where they're going out, like Miss Polly does, and providing information and assisting with, gathering information. So I'll let her talk more on her volunteers. We also have our building. So we do have a building that we are actively trying to renovate. We had some volunteers that came out and helped us, to clean up the yard. We had some volunteers that assisted us with our raffle. We have some volunteers that may assist with the booth, or like I said, just generally giving information, exchanging information. So I'll leave Ms. Tola to speak about the education.
Right. But before I actually even get into the education part of it, I think it's important to know that because we were Bahamas Family Planning, we had the clinic and stuff at first, that now we are doing a whole lot of work to bring awareness to the fact that our organization is here, because a lot of people haven't heard about us before. They recognized Bahamas Family Planning, but they didn't even know that we were a resource that they had. And so for all of the different committees we have, we love to take on volunteers and accepting the volunteers, because there is so much work to do to push the awareness and to push the organization. And now that, you know, we're trying to get the building underway and get some funding and stuff done, now we are doing a whole lot of fundraisers and a whole lot of initiatives as we bring that awareness so that we can get back up to where we want to be. And so we are constantly looking for volunteers. Now onto the education part, because so much of what we do involves talking, a lot of people don't want to do that. And so we are always excited to have people that are open to having these conversations, not just for the public, but also for themselves, because a lot of us also weren't given opportunities to have these conversations. And so to be in a position where we get to help educate other people, where we get to learn at the same time about some things that have been happening, I think it's beneficial for the volunteers themselves so that now they can go out outside of the organization and have informed conversations about sexual health when they're in their friend groups and in their church groups, and that'll help the communities at large. But yeah, for all of the research that we do, for all of the health fairs that we have, the seminars, the presentations, the trainings that we do, we always need people to talk. We always need people to do the research. We always need people to put together the presentations and the information, even if they don't want to be the one speaking. Putting together the information is something that is kind of tedious sometimes as well. And so to be able to have people that can contribute to that would be wonderful.
It sounds like there's lots of work to do, but there's another way that people could give back, because I believe that you all are having an event tomorrow, a fundraising event tomorrow. So even if you can't volunteer, you can still donate, and you can have a fun time while you're donating. So I want to talk a little bit more about it, because it's happening tomorrow. So people need to get their tickets today. But first of all, what are we getting tickets to again?
Yes, so tomorrow we have Sunset and Strokes. It is our Sip and Paint event. Yes.
Sorry, say it again. Say it again.
Sunset and Strokes. Yes.
I'm going to put that on a shirt somewhere. I'm pretty sure.
Yes, so the name was deliberate. We wanted to grab people's attention. You know, being the type of organization that we are hosting this lovely Sip and Paint with a twist. We encourage persons to come out tomorrow to support the event. Tickets are $75. Yes, they're pricey, but this is a Sip and Paint. You're getting hors d'oeuvres, you're getting wine, you're getting amazing conversation, good company. We also have a few partners. We have Couples Paradise who's going to be coming through, and they're going to have a booth there with us as well. And then we also have we have a few sponsors like Stubbs Dale. You mentioned him earlier. He was gracious enough to assist us. And so, yeah, we're going to be at National Art Gallery tomorrow. The event starts at 4 p.m. We would encourage persons to RSVP, but you can just walk in and you could join us. It's not a problem. We welcome you. Even if you want to come up and walk through, speak to some of our lovely directors and some of our volunteers just to get more information, or maybe to sign up to be a volunteer to find out when we may be having more fundraising events, you are welcome to join us. And of course, if you want to Sip and Paint, you can always pay your $75 and you can sit down and enjoy the full evening with us. N11 has their exhibition up, and so we are also encouraging persons when they come, they can go and walk through NAGB to look at the exhibit for free, and then come upstairs and join us. So if you're headed to N11 tomorrow, don't forget that we are upstairs. And we will also have a mini raffle. Tickets are only $2 so that you can help to support us in some way. Even if you can't pay the full $75, come enjoy the exhibit. Spend a little $10 on us and be entered to win some amazing prizes. So we have a Vita Fusion. I think it's called Vita Infusion. That's where they do the vitamin direct through clinic. And then we also have training session with Stubbs Dale. We have a certificate for some plumbing services and a massage service as well. So the event is geared towards couples. but then we're also encouraging parents to bring out their teens, so 16 and above, please, because we know 16 is the age of consent. And a study just came out recently. We have some very high levels of chlamydia in that age group, unfortunately. So we want to encourage persons to come out, and that will help you to begin that conversation with your young ones. And also, it's a friend event too, so you could bring your girlfriends, you could bring your spouse or your partner, and we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have some amazing conversation. It's not gonna be boring. It's gonna be very spicy.
I mean,
And even for
with the
people
name
that
consent.
already have something to do, it is a fundraiser. So if you want to purchase a ticket and give it to someone else so that they can attend and have fun with us, then that would be great as well. Or if you just want to give us the $75, we would take that too.
I like that. Options. We love options. So as we've heard so much from you, and I told you time would fly, and so we
Oh,
are
yeah.
at the end. But can we have a quick closing note from each of you about why is it important to support the efforts of Basha?
So I think it's
Go
important. You go.
ahead.
Okay. I think it's important to support Bajra because there's very little organizations here that educate other people about sexual health. And the more educated people are about their sexual health and about their bodies, the more they can make informed decisions to protect themselves, the more they can be safe, the more pleasure they can have, the more, I want to say, educated decisions that they can make, less risky decisions. It affects things like family planning and the birth rates and STDs and STIs and stuff that you want to do. And because there's so little of us, we have to support the organizations that bring this awareness to people so that it'll help the communities at large. And we also have fun, and that's very important to me.
Leah, anything to add?
Rodriguez said enough, but I agree with everything she's saying. We want persons to come out. Ultimately, us as an organization, our goal is to empower the Bahamian public, our Bahamian communities, through knowledge. And we truly believe that knowledge is power. People can protect themselves, people can help their families. And so we wanted to, by having this event and by everything that we do, we want to give knowledge in a fun way, in a way that's engaging, in a practical way that people can use. And so come out if you can to support us. Follow us on Instagram to support the organization as a whole. We're doing a lot of good work in our community, and we want the work to continue. We want to help everybody, no matter the age, no matter the gender, no matter where you're from, your background. We want to help.
I love that, and I wish you all the best as you continue to do your work, which will never stop. And we look forward to having you back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank Roderica Cawley as well as Leah Forbes for joining us on behalf of Bashra to talk to us about the services and the educational efforts that they are undertaking. And please don't forget to get your ticket for tomorrow's fundraising event. Stay tuned. Don't leave me. We have the folks from the Dundas talking to us about the witness for the prosecution. We are not talking about court. Nothing that going on down there. We are talking about a production that you can buy a ticket for and support them. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back with the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright, and I'm so delighted that you decided to stay with us. If you're just joining us, we are talking with people who are making positive impacts on society so that you know about the goodness that's going on in our community. Now, joining us for the second half, because we had Basher on for the first half of the show, would be the folks from the Dundas. And yes, we all know that I have a soft space in my heart for the arts, and we want to hear more about what's going on to save the Dundas. Why is acting important, and why should we support the arts through they're having an upcoming production, ladies and gents. So I'm not going to take the floor so much, but we're going to hear more about right now. We're going to hear more about, well, why should we support the arts and why should we support the Dundas? And I think we have, again, a full house. So Leia actually has two roles. She was here with Dasha, now she's here with the Dundas. But joining her, we have Lynn Roche, EJ, Diana Hamilton, and Robert Farquharson to talk to us about this. But Leia's going to take the lead on telling us why is it important to support the Dundas and why is supporting the arts important?
Okay, so hi again, everybody. I'm here in my capacity as a committee member on the Dundas Promotion Committee. So firstly, I want to talk about the Dundas. The Dundas is the only community theater in the Bahamas. As our president of the board would like to say, Dr. Nicolette Bethel, she says that the Dundas cannot be bought or sold. It belongs to the community, it belongs to the people. And so we've really been encouraging persons within the community to come to be a part of the Dundas, to celebrate with us, to help to build the Dundas back up to, to what it once was. The Dundas is a hub for a lot of individuals, big, small, green, yellow, brown, white, black, all of the colors, all of the things. It is a safe space. I like to think of it as my home away from home, where persons can come and they can be a part of a real community where there's a lot of positivity, where there's a lot of creativity, where there's open communication. And so the arts has been a very deep-rooted part of our community and our culture, and we don't really think about it a lot, but it is. Junk New is a performance. And everybody knows about Junk Anoo. But storytelling as well. We are of the African diaspora. Storytelling is a huge part of our innate history. So the arts are important because they foster creativity, they encourage and build communication, they help to perpetuate history, it builds emotional intelligence, it promotes teamwork, discipline, self-expression, and it enriches the lives of the individual as well as their community. And so, that's who we are. That's what we strive to create, and that's what we strive to showcase with every single production that we put on. We want you to feel as though you are part of our family and our community.
I love that. That speaks to the heart about the importance of the arts, and really the different facets that it has, because you're not only seeing production, you're seeing, and I say this all the time, we had Broadway levels of talent in this country. And so it's always a
Yes,
great
we do.
thing. It's always a great thing to support the arts. And a part of supporting is actually purchasing tickets whenever they have the shows, because, well, ladies and gents, you can't do anything without money. And so if you weren't prepared, how much you're going to pay on a Broadway ticket compared to the same thing you want to get here at home, go to the Dundas. And they actually have something that's starting this week upcoming. And I'm going to let the act, we have the actors themselves. When I tell you, we try to bring you the people, we're bringing you the people on the show. And so each one of them, I'm not going to speak about your characters because I don't want to spoil anything. And y'all are the experts, but I'm going to let them introduce themselves one by one. And they're going to talk just very quickly about the role that they will be playing in this upcoming piece. And I think I'll start it with Diana.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
This is exciting, because you know me as a singer or someone related to the accordion. So this was something that I didn't imagine would happen. I know I auditioned and I thought I had failed. And then I got a note from Nicolette Bethel calling me in for this play. So it has been one thrill after the other, because I realized that I'm in something that is a solid, solid community, that it is that you are pushed to give what is the best you have within yourself. And I think that the people in our country, they really need to come and be a part of this, because we are them, they are us. And there's something very magical about theater. You're so close to the stage. So my character, I'm actually playing the judge, and I'm playing also a senior clerk. That was a more challenging role, but under Nicolette's directing, something is happening because I have no choice. But it, I would truly say that every child, every teenager, every adult should experience theater because of the dimensions we carry within and how sacred it is as an art.
I love that. Oh my goodness. You've set the stage so well with this interview. I'm not sure if Lynn, EJ, and Robert can keep. I know they can. I know they can.
Hi, my name is Robert Parkinson. I play the character of Leonard. He is a naive, very timid, but very intelligent young man who's being framed for something that he did not do. Or did he, you know? But this role really called out like a different side of me. It's almost like when the writer says that different friends bring out different sides of you. This role really challenged me in different ways. I think the stage is not just an expression of self, but a unit to grow. And I think I can't wait for people to come out to actually enjoy this production. I hope that they would be as attentive to everything that is said, to pick up on clues and to pick up on how things are running. So, yeah, that's my character. And I just hope that you guys can come out and support.
Love that. Love that. Lynn, EJ.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rochay. I am a thespian by heart, by career. Every aspect of my being is in love with the performing arts. And so I'm very excited to be in my Dundas debut with Shakespeare in Paradise, with Ring Play Productions, sorry. And I'm so excited. I've been able to privilege to perform and direct and manage theater across America. And so I'm very excited to be back home, to be in my element, and to also meet so many great fellow Bahamian artists that are so passionate about this work. And so I will be playing the role of Greta, who is, you know, a fun, very, very, very fun character. I think she's really the comedic relief of the show. We have many, but she's definitely one of those comedic reliefs, similar to me, but also different in so many ways. And so I'm very excited to show her to everyone that comes to see, and so excited to see full houses every night.
I love that. Full houses is what we want to see. Last but not least, and congratulations on your debut. I know you're not going to be shy. It's going to be fantastic. EJ, you're not a stranger at all.
No, actually, EJ stepped out, but we can actually give you a synopsis of his role. He's also one of the Leonards who's on trial, but he's also a bailiff as well. And it's when you come out, you probably see a different one every night, but that's the beauty of acting, right? You can have the same line and present it in a different way and have people think a different way. So we just hope that everyone come out to support, encourage, and enjoy the night. I think theater isn't not just for the community, but it is for the community, but also it's a time for entertainment and relaxing. And you come and see the talent that the Bahamians have, you know, support your own.
No, I love that. And that's a perfect call out there. I'm thinking we talked about characters and roles and things like that, but could we give who's best suited to give us a teaser about what can I expect as somebody who has never been to a play before? And knowing that this is showing, y'all are showing this the 27th to the 29th, then the 3rd to the 5th of April. There's so many opportunities to see this. And so I'm not surprised to hear there will be many Leonards within the productions. Tell me, talk to me as though I've never been to a play before. What should I expect when we're talking about witness to the prosecution?
Well, you are in Agatha Christie's world, and nobody tells a story better than Agatha Christie. So you've got that as a starting point. And our role is to make it so palpable and so real that you're on the edge of your seat the whole time, because the fortune we have is to be, in an Agatha Christie story. And it is truly an amazing story.
To add on to that, it's, if you're newer to the theater, it is a special experience. You walk in, you see people that you might know. I mean, Nassau is very small, so you may see someone you know, get to your seats. There's so many elements to theater. It's not just the acting, it's also the lighting. It's also, sometimes we play around with scents and stuff like that. So you get a full experience for the senses. And we also have in this particular play, 12 people will be selected to sit in the jury for the show. So you will get that hands-on experience. I think you find out when you get your ticket if you'll be a jury member. So, you can dress up. It's set in the 1950s London style. So if you have anything like that, or you want to dress up and really get in character, you can. So that's going to be an exciting experience. And then we'll also have so many other surprises. Agatha Christie is known for her like murder mysteries, things like that. So lots of twists, lots of turns, lots of laughing, lots of gasping. So it's going to be a very, very, very great time.
Oh my goodness, we get the chance to be a part of a play. I like that idea. So how many
Yeah.
times can I buy a ticket? Is there a limitation?
And I don't think
No.
so, no. As long as an empty
No. You can buy the whole theater.
you can, you can actually.
I love
Yeah.
that. And speaking about tickets, how can people get tickets?
So we have tickets available in person, of course. You can come to the Black Box. The Black Box is located on the Dundas grounds at on Mackey Street. So the Black Box, the Black Box's ticket box, sorry, is open from Monday to Wednesday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. and then Thursday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. So you can definitely come through. You get your tickets also on ticketstaylor.com/events/Shakespeare in Paradise. So tickets are available online. There's a small markup on the ticket if you buy it online. It's not much, but tickets are between 30 and 35. It's well, tickets are $35, sorry, if you know an actor. They have their company discount, but tickets are $35 online. You can get it in person or online.
Excellent, excellent. Now, and I did tell you the time flies when you're having fun. So we're getting to our last few minutes here. And I really want to hear from Diana, and I wanted to hear from Lynn. Lynn being your first time on the stage here at home, and Diana coming from you not knowing if you were going to get chosen to actually having this chance. Just talk to us just a bit about the two of you about the opportunity that this presents, because sometimes we have it in our minds and our these preconceived notions that only some people can be actors and some people can go on a stage and whatnot, but I'm sure that is not the case. So you'll tell us why.
Well, I really truly believe that God put, that sacred possibility within each of us, which is probably why schools should integrate theater and music and dance and everything, because that is who we are as humans. We are meant to express. We are artists. And so for me, this is not on a stage where I'm singing. I know that world now. This is like, Nicolette was helping me work on a character, on the second character, and it wasn't easy because I didn't know how to bring her out, what to do. And when something started to happen, which is why you need this experience, you suddenly discover something within you that lives within you. And when it is freed, you're just like, wow, look at this, you know? So I think this is why the theater has always been sacred and has always been accompanied us through the ages, and why the Dundas must stay alive.
I love that. I can hear the passion in your voice. Lynn.
Yes. It's been a very amazing experience. I also came to the auditions that the Dundas had the general call for. I think it was two productions at that time. And you know, I was very nervous because not a lot of people here in the country know, my reputation and what I have built outside of the country. And so I came in pretty raw, not really expecting anything. But the exact role that I auditioned for was the one that I got. I was very excited about that, and it was great to be able to also contribute in the room things that I've learned already in my profession, and then also be able to learn from my castmates and our director as well. And Nicolette is so amazing in the way that she directs us. Sometimes when you're, used to certain things, you can feel like, okay, I got this. But there was points even for me where I was like, I'm kind of stuck. Like, I don't know how I should be delivering, certain things, building relationships with certain characters. And so it's been great to have such an amazing director that can help us find those things that we need in order to build the relationship and to be able to give you guys a wonderful show. So it's been a really great experience. I'm so excited to be able to network and play with so many fellow Bahamians and just, be in my own culture, which is always a great experience.
I love that. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you could also hear the smile that Lynn has talking about this opportunity. And these opportunities are only possible when the Dundas, places like the Dundas, actually exist. And so you have places like the Black Box Theater, which is also doing open mic nights. So check those things out. They are trying their best to share their art with our community. So let's continue to support them. And so I know we heard from Diana, we heard from Lynn. I don't know if EJ came back into the room or not, but if he hadn't, we just want to hear from Robert and Leah as we close out today's show.
Prepare to be on your seat, at the edge of your seats. My word for anyone who comes out to watch is be attentive. It's a very interesting play. The cast have worked extremely hard. And I think everyone will thoroughly enjoy it. So, yeah.
Love that. And Leia, last but definitely not least.
Yes, so please, 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 if you are able to come out and enjoy the show, I like to, so that everybody can remember when the show is airing, I like to say that it's going to be the last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in March, and the first Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in April. Okay. Now, the Thursday show is sold out, but please do get your tickets for Friday and Saturday of March. Tickets are $35. Come out and support. We have an amazing cast that has done a lot of really hard work. The show is phenomenal, okay? And like they said, you actually, with this show, have a chance to be a part of it, physically sitting on stage with the cast, giving your take, in a sense, on what's happening. And it's almost like you could reach out and touch them, right?
Yep.
So definitely come out and support the arts. I rarely see people cry in the movies, but when there's a play, it's something about sitting in the audience. I see people bawling, like, and ha laughing and having a good time. So come out and support us. We're here, and also listen out for auditions. Come out, support the Black Box when we have that. It's monthly. It's usually on a Thursday or Friday at 8 p.m. So please come out. We're happy to have you be a part of our community.
And lastly, and it was mentioned, we also have Sunday shows. Those shows will start at 6 p.m. So the last Sunday of March and the first, I think it'll be
Sunday,
the first Sunday of
yeah.
April.
Yes, at 6 p.m.
Yes, at 6 p.m. So it's a cool kickback for you and people who enjoy literature and theater as a whole.
And for those of you who want to make sure you got all of those dates, it is posted onto the Happy Hours Facebook pages. Please go and check those out. We have the flyer that's also going to be shared. So please continue to support the Dundas, the Black Box, Ring Place, Shakespeare, all of the arts that allow our people to get on a stage and showcase their talent. So we want to thank Leah Forbes, Lynn Roche, EJ, Robert Farquharson, and Diana Hamilton for joining us to talk about efforts to save the Dundas, including the upcoming show Witness for the Prosecution. Get your tickets. This has been Deandra Cartwright, and you've been tuning into the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Stay tuned for the rest of the programming.